The front door was a vault-like Durasteel portal, a very old-fashioned design that swung out on metal hinges, and Ben belatedly recognized it as an ancient airlock door, doubtless transported from some crashed ship or ancient installation to this place. As the three neared it, a short man in hide garments and coat, fur lining showing at the wrists above his gloves, finished pulling the door open and stepped inside. He looked back, caught sight of Ben and his companions, did a double take, and then pulled the door shut, just as the three reached it. The psycholite, scratched transparisteel inset at eye height, switched from green to red. Ben stared at the formidable portal.
Friendly!
Luke gestured at Ben's clothing, which, though modest and stylistically ubiquitous in the spaceways, was clearly dissimilar to that worn by the man who had preceded them.
We're obviously not locals.
Vestara quirked a smile.
Are they going to gang up on us and beat us up because we're strangers? Or because we have a vocabulary of more than 12 words?
Now.
The psycholite switched from red to green, and Luke pulled the door open. Just inside was a small chamber. Gray permacrete floor and ceiling, comparatively undamaged stucco walls. But the door opposite was the counterpart of the one by which they'd entered. Its psycholite showed red. As soon as Luke pulled his door shut against the howling wind, it went to green. They stepped through into the main room of a pub. The floor and walls were covered in what looked like dark green vines, tightly pressed into an irregular wall, but on closer inspection, proved to be absolutely flat. The appearance of roughness and depth an illusion. There were several long wooden tables, and even more small round ones, but only about a dozen men and women sat among them. They were all hardy-looking customers, a bit below average Galactic Alliance human height standards, brown-haired and brown-eyed, clothed in garments of thin hide or hard-wearing cloth of brown or green. And as Ben, Luke, and Vestara entered, their conversation stopped. They turned to look at the three intruders, their faces impassive. They continued staring, silent, forbidding. Automatically, reflexively, Ben opened himself to the Force. Alertness to ripples and eddies in the Force would give him an instant's advance warning if any of these insular locals chose to attack. But it was not their emotions he felt, not the expected combination of suspicion and perhaps growing resentment or anger. He felt surrounded, as if he'd suddenly realized that he was at the exact center of an amphitheater with thousands of spectators in the stands. And the observer's emotions were cool, analytical, not heated.